Okay, real talk for a sec. You ever get one of those medical bills that make you feel like you need a decoder ring just to figure out what you owe?
Yeah, I think we've all been there.
It's like they're written in a whole other language, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we're diving into today, how AI might just be the key to making those dreaded explanation of benefits, those EOBs, way less, well, scary.
And for anyone who's lucky enough to be unfamiliar with the joys of EOBs,
Yeah, let's break it down.
they're basically these documents that try to explain what your healthcare visit actually cost, what your insurance will cover.
Right, the whole shebang.
The whole shebang.
And we've been digging into some fascinating research from Unique Minds, specifically a piece they did called EOEOB, The Explanation of Benefits.
Catchy title.
Right. But one of the things that really struck me is how much they focus on the human side of all this.
Which is something we don't always talk about,
I
right?
know. We get so caught up in the numbers, the jargon, the whole insurance maze.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's not just about the numbers. There's a huge emotional component that comes with dealing with medical bills, especially when you're already stressed out about your health.
Totally. And the source actually painted this really vivid picture. Imagine you're in the middle of a health crisis, right? Stress levels are through the roof, and then bam, you get hit with this dense, jargon-filled EOB that just adds to the anxiety.
It's like getting a crash course in medical billing at the worst possible time.
The absolute worst.
And that's where I think the need for empathy, for clear communication, it becomes so important. Healthcare providers are amazing at what they do clinically. But when it comes to navigating the financial side of things, well, let's just say it's not always their forte.
Yeah, and that's where I see AI potentially stepping in. And I don't mean replacing human interaction, but making those interactions way more supportive.
100%. And Unique Minds talks about this AI as a helper, not a replacement. So picture this. You get a medical bill, something doesn't make sense. Instead of panicking, you snap a photo of it. You send it to this AI chatbot, and it walks you through every single line item in plain English.
Okay, that would have been a lifesaver for me last year when well, let's just say I learned my lesson about challenging squirrels to races.
I'm intrigued, but we can save that story for another time.
Another time. But seriously, that's just one example. Unique Minds talked about how their AI can actually flag a charge that seems off.
Like, if something seems unusually high.
Exactly, like way higher than it should be. And then it can even pull up the average cost for that same procedure in your area so you can compare.
That's
I
incredible.
know. It's like having your own personal advocate in your pocket.
Right. It's not just about explaining the basics, it's about using data to empower patients, which I think is really at the core of Unique Mind's whole approach, this idea of human-centered AI.
Okay, so let's dig into that a little bit, because I keep hearing that phrase human-centered AI, but what does that actually mean?
So, Unique Minds has actually developed this framework they call RAIF, the Responsible AI Framework for Healthcare.
RAIFH. Okay, I'm getting a sense that it's more than just like a set of guidelines, right?
It's deeper than that. It's about embedding those values, empathy, clarity, respect for human dignity, into every step of the AI's design. It's not an afterthought, it's the foundation.
So it's not like you build the AI and then you're like, okay, now let's make sure it's not going to be evil.
Right. It's about anticipating those ethical considerations from the get-go. They gave this great example. Imagine you get that EOB and it's just a wall of medical jargon.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like they're speaking a foreign language.
Exactly. So instead of just having a glossary or a dictionary, RAIFH encourages the AI to anticipate where someone might get stuck. It might say something like, "Hey, I see you're looking at the deductible section. A lot of people find this part confusing. Want to walk through it
Oh,
together?"
wow. So it's not just reactive, it's actually trying to get ahead of my confusion.
Exactly. It's about meeting the patient where they are emotionally and recognizing that healthcare billing can be really stressful. And this is where the human-centered part really comes into play. It's not just there to crunch numbers and spit out data. It's there to support and guide you through what can be a very confusing and intimidating process.
It's like the difference between talking to a robot on the phone versus talking to an actual human who gets it, you know?
100%. And Unique Minds takes it even a step further, talking about how RAIF even shapes the way their AI presents choices to patients, making sure those patients feel empowered, not manipulated, which I think is huge.
Yeah, because especially when it comes to healthcare decisions, there's already so much emotion involved, right?
Right, absolutely. And the last thing you want is to feel like you're being steered in a certain direction by an algorithm, especially when it comes to something as important as your health.
So how do they make sure that doesn't happen? How do you design an AI that avoids that kind of manipulation?
So, say your EOB gives you the option to appeal a denied claim. That alone can feel really
Oh
intimidating.
yeah, super intimidating.
So instead of just having a button that says, click here to appeal, Unique Minds AI might frame it more like, we understand you might feel hesitant to appeal, but it's important to note that a lot of people in your situation have had success with this. Want to walk through the steps together? I can help.
Okay, that feels so much less scary just hearing you say it that way. Like it's actually acknowledging that this is a big deal.
Exactly. And that's the difference that Unique Minds is trying to make. They're showing that AI doesn't have to be this cold, impersonal force. It can actually be designed to be empathetic, supportive, and truly human-centered.
It's really remarkable when you think about it. Like they're taking something that's historically been so impersonal and turning it into an opportunity for connection and trust building.
Right. And that's the potential here, right? Instead of healthcare being this thing that happens to you, it becomes something you can actively participate in with the help of AI.
And instead of feeling intimidated by these complicated systems, you feel empowered to actually navigate them.
And that empowerment is so key because it's not just about feeling better, it's about having the information and the support to make informed decisions about your own health and your own care.
It's like you're finally being given the tools to be in the driver's seat of your own healthcare journey,
Yeah,
you know?
exactly. And recognizing that patients are not just data points, but real people with real emotions and concerns, technology should be used to support that, not add to the burden.
You know, it's kind of wild to think that we started this deep dive totally dreading those EOBs, and now I'm actually, dare I say, excited about the future of medical billing. Who knew that was even possible?
Right. Talk about a testament to the power of thinking differently. And Unique Minds is really challenging us to do that, aren't they? They're not just trying to make a broken system a little bit less broken. They're reimagining the entire healthcare experience.
And that's what I think is so brilliant about this whole RAIFH framework. It's not just about making AI less bad. It's about baking empathy into the very core of these tools.
Exactly. It's like they took a hard look at the traditional healthcare experience, which, let's face it, can feel pretty impersonal.
Very clinical.
Very transactional, and
Yeah.
they said, we can do better. We can use technology to actually create a more human experience.
It's like instead of AI being this big, intimidating thing, it becomes this friendly guide that helps you navigate all the complexities of healthcare.
Think of it like this. You get a notification on your phone, it's your AI assistant, and it says, hey, that EOB from your last appointment just came in. Want to take a look together? I can flag anything that seems off or needs your attention. You're not facing that mountain of paperwork alone anymore.
Okay, now that is a future I can get behind.
Right. And it goes beyond just EOBs, right? Imagine having an AI that helps you compare different treatment options, breaking down the costs and benefits in a way that actually makes sense.
It's like having a personal healthcare advocate by your side every step of the way. That's incredible.
It is incredible. And thanks to companies like Unique Minds, it's a future that feels within reach. Because they're showing that it's possible to use technology as a force for good in healthcare.
Totally. Creating a more transparent, more empathetic, ultimately more human experience for everyone. So if any of our listeners are as inspired by this vision as we are, I highly recommend checking out Unique Minds and the work that they're doing.
And in the meantime, remember that knowledge is power. Don't be afraid to advocate for yourself, ask questions, and embrace the power of technology to make healthcare less stressful and a lot more human.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of EOBs and AI. Until next time, stay curious.